Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's Bruce Hornsby in the range bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer, longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets and Warp Speed Growth. We're talking about how to get customers you can't run off, right, Peter?
Customers who really, really want to keep buying from me and will pay a premium to do it.
That's right. That's how many times have you heard me say what Peter just said? If you can't find a way to sell your product at a premium, then you probably need to go ahead and plan on closing up, Peter. I know that's tough love, but if you're a small business owner, if you can't get your margins, you're just putting off the inevitable. What do you think?
I think you're right. Warren Buffett, by the way, agrees with you. He said something along the lines of, if the way you want to value a business, the best business to buy is the business that can control its prices.
Yeah. Yeah. Have some kind of can drive a margin through managing their costs and their pricing. Have some kind of pricing power. That's an interesting thing. A lot of small business owners don't understand. It's pricing power. So let's talk about some of the things that you got. Four easy steps, you say. Four not easy steps to getting these long term customers. Talk to us.
So look at it. If you want to control your pricing, look at it as a cycle. Right. To earn long term customers, you need to build a virtuous cycle, a virtuous spiral of first learning each customer's needs as he or she sees them. And if it's a business, their needs around growing their own business. Just make a list of those needs, not as what you think, but what they see. Number two on the cycle, deliver against those needs. Whatever you need to do to deliver to those needs, do it. Third step, simple. Show that you've listened to how they used it and what they did with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then fourth step, getting to hear about the next set of essential needs. If you build this cycle where you ask them what they want, and you make sure you know what exactly they want. I'll give you examples if you want. And then deliver against those needs, and then show you've listened, and then they will tell you what the next needs are. Mm-hmm. That cycle will be them driving their purchases by their needs and them paying a premium price to get what they want. It is so rare for any vendor to do that on a retail or a business-to-business basis. It is mm-hmm. so rare that customers will flock.
You will stand out. It's the truth. And Peter, I do it all the time. I've done it to the point where I one time did something for one customer, and one of the managers called me and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, you don't like it?" He said, "No, I like it, but nobody has ever done this before. They thought I was up to something, right?" And right. I was talking to his boss, the VP, and he said, "We don't have anybody else who does things like that for us." And so I had their business for years and years, and just knew the unexpected. But mostly, what I did was I gave them something that they wanted.
Yes.
Because I found out what they wanted, and it was basically easy, Peter, because I just paid attention.
Exactly. When I buy, and when you buy, it's good to know you're getting a good product. It's better to know that the product that you're getting will match the needs you have.
Mm-hmm.
So when we sell, it's not about product knowledge or about being charming. Both those matter, but that's not what it's about. What it's about is adding value to the customer as the customer will sense it.
Mm-hmm.
Not as I sense it, but as the customer will sense it. How do we find out what the customer will sense? The easiest way is to ask.
And that's exactly right. And if you just pay attention, you'll learn it. Or if they don't tell you, if they don't say it out loud, you'll learn what they want. And this is something that is small business owners have to understand, Peter, and Lord knows how many times have I said this to them, big companies can't do this. They can only deliver based on the process, really. I mean, in a few cases, right. It's different, but most of them can't. But small business owners, we're the customizing kings, aren't we, and queens? That's what we do. If you can't customize for your customers as a small business, then what are you even in business for? What do you think, Peter?
I think that we have the opportunity in our businesses to do something that large companies can't do. Large companies generally focus on their marketing on resolving pain. And people like that, good. But people really like to gain more than they like to resolve pain. Mm-hmm. If I can take my business and focus on supporting their gain, not just resolving their pain, I'm in a totally different category from all the other large mm-hmm. companies around. And so if you're competing against a Walmart or a Cisco, it's the same thing. Don't just resolve the pain. Find out what the customer wants to gain and support the gain.
And when it's business to business, when you're doing mm-hmm. business with businesses, one of the best ways to do what Peter's talking about, and this it works like a charm, is find out what they're doing, where are they stuck, what's their heartburn in helping their customers, their own customers. So now you're helping your customers help their customers. Peter, when you get to where you can help customers help their customers, that's a customer you can't run off. And
exactly.
That's, talk about adding value.
Yeah. Now, take it a step further. Once you know what it is that your customer in a B2B situation, what your customer is doing to help reduce the pain of their customer, what will it take for your customer to improve their gain mm-hmm. at the same time? Let's talk mm-hmm. about that in the next segment.
And also, we're going to do that. We're going to talk about how to implement some of these practices that Peter's got on his mind that he's been sharing with us. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, Meyer Group GRP, MeyerGRP.com. Check it out. You'll thank me later. Tintail, stay with us.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.